This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today I call your attention to the reading of God's Word in Luke chapter 13, verses 23 and 24. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Let's note the background of this text. On the way to Jerusalem, someone asked Jesus, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he answered with an admonition and a warning. The admonition was, strive to enter in by the narrow door. Here we see the kingdom is conceived of as a house into which one ought to enter. The warning is, for many shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. And Jesus then enforced his answer with a parable. And we note in connection with that parable, which I urge you to read verses 25 through 30. First of all, we note a door. This is a door of escape. It is a door of escape from all of the sins of the past. When one is baptized into Christ, all of his sins are washed away by the blood of Christ. Jesus Christ himself is that door, as we read in John chapter 10, verse 9, and in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. There is no other way by which we can be saved. There is no other Savior. There is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. And so this door is a door of escape from some things. It is also a door of advancement. It is a passage into the abundant life. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, that he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. The Christian life is the greatest life that can be lived here on this earth. We shall receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. Mark chapter 10, verses 28 to 30. Further, it is a door of advancement into becoming a son of God. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. So then you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. One is not a son of God until he obeys the Lord in the matter of this instruction. It is a door of advancement into being or becoming a member of God's house, a member of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. It is a door of advancement into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians 1 and verse 13. It is a door of advancement into the privilege of the status of a son of God with all that it means to be a son of God. Read carefully in this connection 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 12. In the next place, we note not only is it a door, but it is a narrow door. It is called narrow because it allows so few to pass through. It is wide enough to admit all who are obedient, but only them. And actually, as a matter of fact, the Lord is saying here that one must agonize to go through this door. That is, he must endeavor with great zeal. He must study the Word of God. He must reject error, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, and he must accept the truth. He must love the truth, desire the truth. And as did Ezra of old, he must set his heart to seek the law of the Lord. Further, he must lay aside every hindrance. And we note the door is a narrow door in that it admits only penitent believers who have been baptized into Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Mark chapter 16, verse 16, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, and John chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. It thereby excludes, for the simple fact that they do not go through, the indolent, that is, those who will not strive, those who will not do all their very best to learn what the Bible teaches on these matters. It does not allow the mere professors to go through, that is, those who merely cry, Lord, Lord, but will not do the will of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. There you'll recall the Lord said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. It excludes the self-righteous. It excludes the rebellious, those who refuse to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is now an open door, and that invitation to go through it is extended to all. Jesus said, Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.